Welcome to the Catholic Cast, a mini lesson on all things Catholic. I'm your host, Grace Gargiulo. Today, I have a special guest with me to talk about the Paschal Mystery. Please give a warm welcome to Reagan McKee.
Hello.
How are you today, Reagan?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Now, can you explain to me what this whole Paschal Mystery thing is?
Well, the Paschal Mystery is Christ's work of redemption accomplished by four main events: His passion, death, resurrection, and ascension.
Really? Tell me more about these events. What happened?
Well, first is the passion of Jesus. The passion narratives is a collection of stories that tell the events leading up to Jesus' death. Let's start at the beginning. First, Jesus enters Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people of the town stood in the streets to see him as he arrived. Everyone laid palms as he passed. Next comes the Last Supper, which was the final meal that Jesus ate with his disciples and is celebrated every Mass during the liturgy of the Eucharist. Then Jesus is betrayed and handed over to be arrested. This is known as the Agony in the Garden. Pilate condemns Jesus to death after the people voted to release a murderer instead of the Son of God. Lastly, Jesus is beaten and humiliated and finally crucified in the way of the cross.
Wow! What happened next?
Next is the death of Jesus. Jesus was crucified by Roman soldiers on top of Calvary Hill. It is said that he used his last breath to ask for forgiveness for those who hurt him. After a few days, Jesus was taken to a tomb and buried. 3 days pass, and a woman named Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body, and, plot twist, it wasn't there. Jesus visited the apostles and told them to go spread the good news. After 40 days, he was taken up into heaven and seated at the right hand of God. The end.
No way! So, can you tell me how this relates to us and our life?
Have you ever heard of original sin?
Of course.
Well, the Paschal Mystery has two aspects. The first one is, through the death of Jesus, we have been freed of sin. And the second is that through his resurrection, he created a new way of life for us, eternal life with God in heaven.
Wow. Well, with that, I think we'll end our segment for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Reagan.
Thank you for having me. Bye.